From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. A national gerrymandering fight between Democrats and Republicans is heading to California. In 2 weeks, on November 4th, voters will decide whether to bypass the state's independent redistricting commission to temporarily redraw congressional maps in Democrats' favor. The special election for Prop 50 was spearheaded by Governor Newsom and Democrats in response to Texas Republicans redrawing its own maps at the request of President Trump to flip seats and gain an advantage in the 2026 midterm. Mail-in voting in California has already begun, and campaigns for both yes and no have poured tens of millions of dollars into a sprint of a special election that spans roughly 2 months from start to finish. According to our partners at CalMatters, the yes on Prop 50 campaign has outraised the no campaign more than 2-1. But all of that money doesn't necessarily translate into a sure win. Recent polling from the nonpartisan Cook Political Report found that nearly half of those surveyed said they were undecided or only softly committed to voting on the measure. We have had a series of conversations both for and against Prop 50 on Insight. Today, we welcome the mega donor behind the No campaign, Charles Munger Jr. Welcome.
Good morning.
So, Charles, you're a physicist by profession. How did you first get involved into politics and campaigns?
I got involved in politics and campaigns the ordinary way. As a candidate running for assembly, who I thought was a great candidate, I walked in one day unannounced and said, "Hi, what do you need?" And they said, "We need someone to put labels on these envelopes. Then we need somebody to grab this basket of door hangers and march a precinct and ring doorbells." And I did that for several days. And I learned in that campaign that it didn't matter if you did that, because that district had been gerrymandered to be sure that only certain candidates could contest it. So that election was over before that candidate chose to run and before I chose to show up. So I learned how helpless people are when their government gerrymanders the districts. And that's how I got involved in this particular issue of gerrymandering in California.
Yeah, you are an original big supporter of what is now California's Independent Redistricting Commission. In an op-ed that you penned in the New York Times last month, you noted that you supported, both personally and financially, ballot measures in 2008 and 2010 under then-Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger that gave birth to the Independent Redistricting Commission that we have in California today. You have devoted tens of million dollars to this cause. What led you to hone in on this specifically, this type of election reform? You could have devoted your money to a lot of other causes politically.
Well, I did devote my money to a lot of other causes politically. In California, we have a top two primary. That is also something which I supported very strongly and defend to this day. And we have government transparency requiring bills in the legislature to be in print for 72 hours before they can be voted on. They have to be posted on the internet so everyone can see them. But this particular issue I cared about because of the helplessness it causes. You're an ordinary person. You just want a chance of getting someone to listen to you and what your concerns are in your community and send them off to Congress in the hope that they'll speak for you. And gerrymanders are designed to make certain that does not happen, because somebody is going to draw the lines to favor one particular candidate. They're going to draw a district that once they win it, the other party can never win it. So they never have to come back to the district to talk to people, never have to learn anything. And people keep voting and things don't change. And because they were helpless and because it's basically a nerd's problem, most people are unaware that you redraw the districts every 10 years. I, as a physicist and a nerd, and frankly, somebody who inherited wealth, no merit of mine, I set myself to try to fix it.
So we have had this Independent Redistricting Commission in California for about 15 years now. What is the big difference that you would like Californians and voters to understand prior to 2008 and 2010 to today?
Well, if you go before, decade before, we had very contentious national politics. We had the younger Bush's presidency. We had Obama take over subsequently. We had a war going on. Do you know how many congressional districts in California switched parties during that tumultuous decade?
How many?
Almost zero. There were eight elections where nobody changed. At the end, one seat flipped. You say, why is that? Surely somebody he was either for or against the Iraq War and would change something somewhere. But it didn't happen because the districts had been drawn to be fortresses for each party. So you couldn't pick up a Republican seat or a Democratic seat anywhere in the state. And as a consequence, no one campaigned nationally for Congress in California, with the exception of the one seat that flipped at the end of the decade. That's what gerrymanders are designed to do. No matter how angry the people get about something, or how much they believe in a cause, nothing shall change because it's for the politician's safety, not for them to be accountable. Whereas under the present commission, in Trump's first midterm, he was not very popular then. And because we did not gerrymander in California, where the commission draw the lines, seven Republican seats flipped and were lost in one election. That's a big difference from a decade, from a state where you gerrymander. We have a quarter of the seats that either party can win in the whole country right now. We have only a ninth of the population. Why? Because we don't gerrymander, so one party can sweep. And people care a lot about what Californians think about their national politics. All of that will end if you vote yes on Prop 50. You have to vote no if you want elections where your opinions actually matter.
I mean, you've devoted roughly $30 million to this no campaign, and this special election is a sprint, 75 days, I believe, from start to finish. Is it as simple or straightforward for you that since you are a major backer of this independent redistricting commission, that you are no on Prop 50? Is there any nuance here for you?
Well, I know what the gerrymanders will do. The only nuance here is the advertising on the other side. What Trump did, what the Governor Abbott of Texas did, and the Texas legislature did, was reprehensible. Politicians trying to insulate themselves from their own voters, trying to disenfranchise Democratic voters who are just as much Texans as the Texas legislature is. The proper response of that is not to be like them. Not to go and say, well, if they're going to disenfranchise Democratic voters, we should disenfranchise Republican Californians or Democrats who want to say some parts of the Democratic agenda are great, but I don't. You say, no, we're going to disenfranchise you. It's like watching someone burn down a building or a town in another country and say the only proper thing is to burn down a building or a town in your own state. It's not proportional. You could just as well. So, and besides doing nothing, you win four seats. We're gerrymandering the whole state so they can win four seats, so and have them so that voters can't hold the politicians accountable who own them. It's a war over nothing.
Well, what do you say to voters who believe that this mid-decade redistricting actions of Texas Republicans, pushed by President Trump, which you do not support, is unprecedented or a threat to democracy?
Well, of course it is. Mid-decade gerrymanders are, and California is about to embark on one.
So why should California play by different rules, a moral high ground, as you wrote in your op-ed, if other states might be willing to gerrymander regardless?
Well, right now, there are about 40 seats in the country that either Republicans or Democrats can win. Because of the gerrymanders in the last decade or two, that's down from 60. And by the time these gerrymanders in Texas and California burn their course, we'll be down to 30, maybe a little less. We're destroying the accountability of the United States Congress to the people of America, and we're disenfranchising, effectively disenfranchising people all over the country. It has to stop somewhere. The way it should stop is to pass a national anti-gerrymander reform. But California's system is the only model out there of a system which has demonstrated its fairness and its equity over two different election cycles. It's the only thing you could institute that anybody could say has been tested. And killing it in California is not the way to end the national problem.
And it would be temporary. The Independent Redistricting Commission would come back the next decade.
Well, temporary in the eyes of the beholder. If this were all about Donald Trump, these maps in California would end in one election cycle. You'd vote on these in these new districts in 2026 only. Why? Because people elected in 2028 won't face Donald Trump as president. He'll be gone anyway. So why are we being asked to approve maps which will last for an additional two election cycles into the next president's term? And the answer is people having seized power don't want to give it up. It's not about Trump. It's about seizing power for individual politicians.
Well, when it comes to the president, you're a registered Republican. What are your views on his second term so far?
When people asked me how I was going to vote in the national election, I said, I expect to be very disappointed in my national government, whoever wins. I still see no reason to change that particular opinion. As I said, what Trump has done by instigating what happened in Texas, what the Texans have done is utterly reprehensible and is only equaled by what has been done in Republican and Democratic states across the entire nation. Or gerrymanders in the ordinary course of the year. It's the problem with the gerrymandering power. It's like the freedom to suppress the press. We learned you can't let legislatures have that power. They must abuse it. It will corrupt them. The Democrats who are pushing this in California are not evil people, but they're people who have been tempted beyond their strength, as have been the politicians in every other state of the union where one party controls the government. It's a power the nation needs to wall up away from their legislators for the legislators' own sakes. In California, we did this, and now they want to let it loose.
So in your view, how should California Democrats combat the gerrymandering taking place in Texas mid-decade?
Simple. You vote down Prop 50 because you don't want to throw gasoline on this fire. You march in all of the debatable districts that you can win for Democrats, and you say, it's now time for you Republicans and for you independents to vote out the Republicans so that we can control Congress, and we are going to fix the national redistricting problem if only you give us a majority. And you take that majority, and under this president or under a future president, you say, this is the major thing if you elect us, we'll do. It's our national cause. And then you will fix the problem.
When it comes to the Independent Redistricting Commission, there's an overwhelming amount of support from voters when it comes to this commission as it stands. But some former members of the commission have come out either in support of Prop 50, given the circumstances. How do you respond to that? Some of former commissioners supporting Prop 50.
The commission is designed to have Democrats, Republicans, and very tellingly, four people who don't belong to either of those parties who get a veto on the maps. Of course, they disagree about politics in their private capacity as citizens. What they did do as commissioners, tasked with drawing districts which were not partisan, where they could not look at partisan registration, where incumbents live, where they were at strict conflict of interest rules so that they could not run in the districts that they were drawing, nor could they serve as a staffer to a legislator or pick certain kinds of job, cushy jobs immediately afterwards. They did an exemplary job. Okay, everyone thinks that if you want districts that aren't drawn to partisan advantage, that represent the communities that make up the diverse landscape of California, you couldn't do a better job with any other group of people under any other system. Then if you ask them, well, yes, but now we have this horrible national crisis, of course people will have disagreements. I have disagreements in my own family over this issue, okay? That's the nature of politics. All the redistricting fights I ever won, I never won any of them better than 60-40, which means 4 out of 10 of my friends thought I'd been fighting on the wrong side. So of course there's disagreement. As it happens, it's a majority of commissioners who actually oppose Prop 50 and a minority which support Prop 50. But of course, there's disagreement among the commission when you ask a different question.
Finally, you've contributed roughly $30 million to the No campaign, which is the overwhelming majority to the No campaign. If Prop 50 passes, do you see that as a failure or a waste?
Before this started, just when it started, I penned an editorial and op-ed in the New York Times, and I said, whatever else happens from this, the people of California are going to be far better informed about what the nature of their choice is because I chose to engage in this battle than if I didn't. And that's true whether I win or lose. And for that, I feel a sense of pride. I don't feel any shame for taking a major reform that I had the honor bringing to the people of California and having them approve it and having them see how well it worked for 15 years. I see there's no shame in fighting for it, even if I lose. I don't want the future of my state or my nation if it does lose. I think people will regret it, and therefore they should vote no on Prop 50. I would, however, be delighted to be proven wrong about that, but I'm doing my best to keep the evils I see coming from afflicting the people of California if I can only persuade them not to take a bad path. They should vote no on Prop 50.
Charles, thank you for taking the time.
You are most welcome.
Charles Munger Jr. is a physicist and a mega donor behind the No on Prop 50 campaign. He supported efforts to create California's Independent Redistricting Commission back in 2008 and 2010.